It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin has a deep history with the sport of curling. The Wisconsin Historical Society says the city of Portage has one of the oldest curling clubs in the nation, starting in 1850.
And this year, Portage High School swept the state championships with wins for the boys and girls team, plus a championship mixed team representing the community.
The high school has a long history of big wins in curling. We're checking in now with the girls' championship team. Jim Schlimovitz has been the coach of that team, retiring after the latest season. And Sophia Brahm is a Portage High School student and member of the girls' state championship team. Sophia, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Jim, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Jim, let's start with you. Now, we got the championship for the girls and boys teams this year. This is nothing new. Portage is a powerhouse in curling. What is it that led the school to be such a competitor statewide?
Well, Portage curling has been around since the 1850s, but in the last 25 years, we really built up our junior program and excelled at that. I mean, we've had kids, we had just one kid play at the Olympic trials and she took third, and she was part of the high school team, Madison Bear. But we've been producing curlers for the last 20 years.
Sophia, what brought you onto the curling team?
I've curled since I was four. So
wow.
My neighbor, when I was little, Laverne Griffin, got me into it, me and my brother. And I don't know, I've just been doing it ever since. Competitively and in high school.
Now, wait a minute, Sophia. I've never curled myself, but I look at the stone. That looks pretty heavy. Is there something lighter for the four-year-old to start with?
Yeah, there is, actually. I'm not sure what the weight is, but it's definitely less than half of what ours is.
And you started playing at four. What is it that you love about the sport that keeps you going, you know, from age four now into high school?
I think my favorite part about the sport is the community. Just everyone loves to play, and it's not even always about playing. It's about having fun with the people you're with.
Jim, people may have watched, you know, curling maybe in person or maybe when the Olympics roll around. What is it that you think people who have never played, you know, might not understand about the sport? Some of the skill and strategy that's going on that to the casual viewer they may not see.
Well, yeah, when you're watching a game just on TV, you'll see, oh, they'll throw a rock, then they'll throw another one. Well, it's the overall team dynamics. It's everybody thinking about the same shot, and it's thinking two or three shots ahead. It's like chess. You can't just think of the shot you're throwing. You have to think, okay, what's the other team going to do? Then what are we going to do? And how are we going to, you know, score our points in this game? So it's really a team communication, team dynamics.
So, Sophia, when you are out there, say, at a state championship, what kind of conversations are you and your teammates doing before each round, maybe before each, what do you call it, a throw? Or what do you call
each
that?
Each end.
I'm sorry?
Each end.
So, yeah, what's going into that strategy and conversation with the team as you get ready for the next end?
A lot of it is just talking about how we're doing personally during the game, what we have seen about the ice, if there's any spots that are picking or like would, so the rock would go the wrong way, or things that we're noticing about the ice or the other team.
Now, Jim, you mentioned 20 some years of serious high school history, but the tradition of curling in Portage goes way before that. Can you talk about the origins of why Portage is such a curling town?
I don't know why it's just always been a curling town. I started here back in 1992, where a friend of mine just pulled me out and said, let's go curl. And I fell in love with it. The strategy, the throwing, the dynamics, and then meeting people. And I think it was a big, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, listening to some of these younger, older people in the mine. And they just talked about the friendship they developed throughout the state and throughout the country. I was just playing this weekend up in Wisconsin Rapids, and I knew almost everybody up there from either played high school or just playing other events with them. So it's a real big community feeling.
Sophia, do you feel that as part of the team and I guess as clubs over the years, that feeling of community?
100%. Like, when I look at all the teams throughout state, like if I've seen them in competitive curling, I know them and I've talked to them. I've had really good conversations with people.
And do you see, Sophia, something that this is something you're going to do, you know, even after you're out of high school, you're going to keep playing?
Yes, I already have plans to play, not to play competitively in college, but to play in a club.
We're talking about the sport of curling at the high school level and beyond. Sophia Brahm is with us, high school student, curling state champion with the Portage High School girls curling team, and Jim Schlimovitz, coach of that girls curling team. Jim, what brought you into coaching at the high school level?
Well, the other girls coach had retired after so many years, and I was curling with the boys coach. And he said, why don't you come over and just coach? And I started that in 2010, kind of not knowing much about curling. You know, I've curled for 10 years or a little longer at that time, but I really didn't know the nuances of it. And I picked it up over the last 10 years and just loving it. So I started in 2010 with the help of Rusty Shriver, who used to be the Paralympic coach for Team USA, and he taught me a lot about it. And then going to camps and just learning different strategies from our elite curlers and our elite coaches, you know, and it's just dwarfed into something really special.
And Jim, what is the balance between people like Sophia, who've played since age 4, versus maybe that high school student who's trying the sport out for the first time? Do you have some of both on your team?
Yes, we do. We got the curlers that are pretty advanced, and then we got new curlers. So trying to bring the new curlers in to make them able to play in full games. We have one girl this year who this was her first year out. And at state, Portage always takes two teams to state, our first team and our second team. She was able to play because she picked up the game and learned it. And that, you know, just seeing her develop like that is what makes coaching fun.
Sophia, I got to say, whenever I've talked to people who do curling, they really love introducing the sport to new people. Do you feel that? Do you enjoy that opportunity to take maybe a teammate who's never picked up a rock before and help them learn the game?
I actually love doing it. And one of the girls that was on my team at state, Olivia Goldthorpe, she started freshman year, and it was so fun watching her learn, and like she would just excel at it insanely. And even in our gym, we have curling during our gym classes too, and a lot of us go over and help teach the people, and it's so fun.
Jim, what are the facilities at Portage High School? Do you have your own setup, or do you have to go to a club to train? What do you have to work with there?
Yeah, so in the state of Wisconsin, I believe there's between 20 and 25 curling clubs, and in Columbia County is the most. We have 13 sheets of ice in the county, and that's the most in the United States. So we take the kids over from the high school over to the curling club and practice 3 to 4 days a week from 3:30 to 5:30. And with this, we've increased our membership at the curling club from either the parents that of the kids who are curling or the former students by about 20 to 30 members. And our Portage Curling Club is wonderful to work with. They don't charge us anything. They let us have the ice and really support the high school.
Now, Sophia, I want to have you take us to the state tournament here. You've been playing again since you were 4. Probably some events are more casual. This one, though, is serious. It's the state championship. Do you feel extra mental pressure? How do you cope with the higher stakes there?
I personally definitely felt the pressure just since I throw our last rock on our team. And our team really tries to keep it calm because we all know that we play better when we're having a good time or having fun. So we just try and keep it lighthearted. That's really how we do well.
And Jim, I understand this was your last year as coach. You're retiring from the position, going out, of course, on a big win. So congratulations on that. As you leave, what are your hopes for the future of the curling program at Portage High School?
Well, you know, going back over the last 16 years, I put some, stats together that, we've had 307 wins, only 40 losses. And I'm hoping, and kids that have excelled up to the college nationals, U.S. nationals, U.S. Olympic trials. We also have a couple kids competing overseas with the Philippine national team. So I'm hoping this program continues to grow, continues to develop. I think myself left it in a good place that we can really get more kids involved in the sport, more publicity for the sport, and more fun for the kids.
And Sophia, what would you say maybe to younger people listening, maybe somebody just going up into high school in Portage or elsewhere, to try to get them to give curling a try?
I would just say grab a friend, go out and try it, because you never know how much fun it is until you try it with a group of people you know or don't know. It's really just about the community. And once you start meeting people, it just gets more fun from there.
And we'll leave it there. Sophia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Jim, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Sophia Brahm is a Portage High School student and curling state champion. Jim Schlimovitz is a former coach for the Portage High School girls curling team, just retired after the last season. The team won the state championship last month.